This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers wrapped up their legislative session Wednesday. Democrats called it a breakthrough year, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lawmakers passed a bipartisan proposal to reduce residential and commercial property taxes, and also a deal to lower income taxes, while providing tax credits to low-income families. Other big bipartisan bills include a rewrite of the school finance formula and a deal to increase fees on oil and gas production. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Lawmakers approved more funding for RTD before the session ended this week, but they could not agree on how to reform the transit agency. A bill that would have overhauled its board of directors and made other changes failed to clear the Senate. Democratic State Representative Meg Froelich was a sponsor.
It would have been better to have been able to increase transit use with an RTD that was coming to the table and really talking about how to deliver for their riders.
RTD opposed the bill, but Governor Polis and others say they will try again next session. A resolution to a nearly 50-year-old cold case in Colorado Springs, the city's police department says advances in DNA testing and genealogy research allowed them to identify who murdered Maria Lorraine Hanzel in 1977. The teenager was found stabbed to death while babysitting. Blood from her clothes was tested, and research pointed to a man named Bill Kernan. He died in 2010. This is CPR News.